Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Have you felt like this has been somewhat of a weird weather year? Well, it was cold and wet through much of the spring. Then we had a very hot and dry conditions for a period. Much of August was below average in terms of temperatures. Just felt different to me. Now imagine you're a farmer, and stable weather conditions are a part of ensuring your livelihood based on more traditional planting and harvesting seasons. Well, it is a big problem for much of Michigan's agricultural community, including here in Southeast Michigan. My guest is here to help us navigate through some of the issues. Roger Betts works as Farm Business Management Educator through the MSU Extension Office that serves Washtenaw, Jackson, Livingston, and Lenawee counties, among others. And thank you so much for the time today, Roger.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Looking at the broader scale, how dramatically has this year's weather impacted our agricultural industry?
It's unprecedented in terms of the amount of weather-related things this spring because of the actually started last fall. We had a wet fall, and it was, of course, extremely wet during May and June, and so a lot of acreage did not get planted.
Do we have an idea of acreage both in Michigan and perhaps portions of Southeast Michigan?
Yeah, I do, actually. There's some survey information that just came out. Michigan had about 870,000 acres that was prevented from being planted because of the wet weather and so forth. And that represents about 18%, 19% of the crop acreage in Michigan. And 18% doesn't sound like much, but in certain counties, it was much more than that. That's the statewide average. And, of course, Michigan is not a huge agricultural state compared to like Iowa and Illinois, but we're in the top 15 in terms of corn acreages and soybean acreages. And
it's vital to the economy.
And it very much so. That's a very good point. The ripple effect from agriculture is huge. And actually, on a percentage basis, Michigan was tied with Ohio for the highest percent of acreages that were prevented from being planted this spring because of the weather. On top of that, Lenawee, Monroe County, that southeast corner of Michigan, northern Ohio were extremely hit. Lenawee County, which is a big agricultural county, of course, geographically and the makeup, had about 90,000 acres of corn that did not get planted, cropland did not get planted this past spring.
So the ramifications are widespread. As we consider economic impacts, it's obviously going to be more difficult for small family farmers to absorb. How is that impact going to translate to consumers as we try and accommodate this lack of crops being planted and harvested?
Corn and soybeans, of course, are sort of our mainstay agricultural products that are used in numerous activities, of course, for livestock feed. The ethanol industry is a huge part, about 10%, 15% of our corn production in the U.S. Goes to ethanol production. And, of course, ethanol is blended into gasoline and helps provide a stable energy source for our country and helps us keep our energy costs down because of that. And so actually some ethanol plants, I think even Riga, has cut back in their production of ethanol because they're just not going to corn around.
So we're going to have less access, and the prices are going to be higher. Now, some of these farmers, they try and accommodate what is anticipated losses by insurance coverage. The deadline for farmers to get full coverage through crop insurance was June 5th for corn, June 15th for soybeans. Do we have any idea what percentage of area farmers had to go that route?
Well, that would be those percentages at least, and that's the time, the planting date, the sign-up for crop insurance was actually March 15th is the deadline to sign up. And then there's some certain timelines in which you have to have your crop planted in order to have coverage. And that coverage reduces during about a 10-day window in the late planting period. But June 5th was the last day for corn. An awful lot of corn got planted right around that June 4th and 5th time period. Not only is the crop not get planted, but what did get planted, much of that is very late in getting planted. We have a severe risk of an early freeze. If we get a freeze in the first week of October, we're going to have an awful lot of this corn that won't even be harvestable.
Back on June 20th, the state legislature kind of anticipated and saw the problems that were happening and approved $15 million in disaster aid for farmers. Does that even begin to touch anticipated losses, particularly if we should get that early freeze?
Yeah, the $15 million, that's a little bit misunderstood. That's a $15 million in actually interest assistance two farms. That's not the face value of the loans. That's the amount of money that the state of Michigan puts into working with local banks and the local farmer in order to provide a lower interest loans, a disaster low interest loans is what those are.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Roger Betts continues on 89.1 WEMU. He is farm business management educator through the MSU Extension Office. Roger, do you think this year's weather impacts on Michigan agriculture is an anomaly, or are you anticipating a change in climate is going to continue to alter farming practices?
Well, that's an interesting question, and of course the verdict is not out in terms of what the climate change taking place are. There's no question that the last few years we certainly have seen some volatility in weather patterns and in more extremes, it seems like. But the long-term things are not, it's not 100% agreement, as I'm sure you're aware. People are preparing. One, there's a drainage program that's coming up in down by Riga, I think it's the 15th of September in there sometime. But it's about drainage and getting water off safely off a field so we can get on the fields in a more timely manner and so forth. And so we are doing things to adjust to it, trying to figure out how we can get this crop planted in a timely manner.
So as we consider our planning process, well, we have some things on the books immediately, but in assessing the longer-term outlook, how are we preparing for climate change adaptation and what that's going to mean to farming?
It's a difficult question in what farmers are doing. One is in the drainage area. Some of it, we're a warmer climate. We can have actually longer growing days in Michigan, which helps us to some extent. Carbon is a major concern, and as we increase the carbon content in the atmosphere, plants actually grow better, because that's what plants do, of course, is convert CO2 into other carbohydrates and sugars in the plants. And so there will be some regional shifts in where crops are grown and what type of crops that we grow because of this of these anomalies that we seem to be having lately.
In addition to making plans to adapt to a changing climate, is there going to be a need for any kind of legislative or policy changes that would better support Michigan's agricultural future?
Yeah, there's always issues and so forth. Some of this, of course, the Farm Bill programs are a national program. But within Michigan, I think there are drainage kinds of laws and then local township zonings and runoff type things are very important. The conservation activities, farmers do a lot of conservation activities and so forth to try to protect the environment and then groundwater and surface water runoffs from phosphorus loading and nitrate infiltration into soil profiles. And so I think we'll see more and more of those kinds of conservation activities going on, trying to produce, supply our food needs for our country. And at the same time, of course, we have to protect the environment. And there's an awful lot of information that we need to learn in terms of exactly what are the best practices to use to have that balance of those items.
With the knowledge that you have today, and as you assess present-day and future farming in Michigan, are you optimistic?
Oh, that's a good question. I farm myself, actually, I think that agriculture has got a bright future. There's lots of opportunities. There's always going to be change, and that's what's difficult is adapting to these changes. And we've always had changes, and how do you adapt to them? Do you use what technologies do you utilize? Which ones do you not use? Are you an early adopter? Are you a late adopter to those challenges or those opportunities and the challenges that it presents in terms of trying to adopt those newer technologies? Scale of operations is a big factor. We like to support our smaller farms. It has a good effect on local communities and economic activity and so forth within the farming communities. So it's difficult to adopt to some of these things. We have a large operations. You don't necessarily have as much of the smaller local elevator suppliers and those kinds of things. Another big factor is our suppliers, fertilizer dealers and implement dealers and repair shops, and just it goes right on down the line.
Thank you so much for the time and the insights today, Roger. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate the chance to visit with you and have a good day.
That is Roger Betts, who works as Farm Business Manager Educator through the MSU Extension Office that serves Washtenaw, Jackson, Livingston, and Lenawee counties, among others. For more information and links to additional resources, visit our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.